Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to this beautiful silsila, the second episode of Madani Qaida. And as you know, in this silsila, we will be teaching the Arabic letters, and I do hope you have your note papers out, your pens and pencils. Have these things ready. Take notes if you need to. Try to obtain the Madani Qaida book. This book is very beneficial. You can obtain it from Maktabat al-Madina, which is the publications department of Dawud Islami, or you can download it for free from dawudislami.net. Try to arrange this, and as we are discussing the lesson, you can also follow in your books or on your devices, your tablets, or on screen as well, inshallah azawajal. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, try to make good intentions. Even now, make the good intentions that I am listening or I'm learning from the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that what I learn, I will try to practice and teach others also, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now, regarding the blessings and benefits of reciting Durood-e-Paak Salawat, it is mentioned with reference to the famous book called Al-Qawlul Badi', that the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said in the summary of hadith, that the person who recites Durood-e-Paak or Salawat or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, do you remember in our previous episode, we had mentioned that the Mufridat letters, or the individual letters of the Arabic alphabet number 29. So there's 29 Arabic alphabets, or Arabic letters, and they must be pronounced according to the Arabic accent and not of the accent of any other language. Alright? And we had completed two lines in pronouncing each letter. Remember, this is our foundation. If we can pronounce and memorize and pronounce these letters, the 29 letters called Huruf Mufridat, Arabic letters, if we can pronounce them correctly, inshallah azza wa jal, in our future episodes, it will be easier for us. So please do put mehnat and efforts, extra efforts, to try to get these pronunciations of these letters correct, inshallah azza wa jal. So today we are starting from the third line on page 1, inshallah azza wa jal. You can follow on your devices or on in your book or on screen as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Za, please do repeat after me and try to pronounce these letters with a loud voice. This will help you in listening to yourself whether you are correctly pronouncing or not. Yes, Islamic sisters should be careful that if there's ghair mahareem around, then be careful to lower your voice and not raise it so that they can hear, inshallah. Za, za. Seen, 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 sheen, remember to elongate and to prolong, to pull the sound. This will help you in correctly pronouncing the letters, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sheen. Saad. 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 Alright, now turn to the inner page of the front cover, where the makharij is. This is a list and a description of each letter, that where the sound is coming from. This is what makharij is all about. And makharij is plural of makhraj, where the sound of this letter emanates, of each letter. If you're looking at za, now here it is mentioned that za is part of the Safiriya letters, and it is pronounced from the tip of the tongue and the inner edges of both front upper teeth, of both upper front teeth. Now za, seen and saad, these letters which is contained in this line, the makhraj is from the same place. Alright? If we're looking at sheen, we can see that this is part of the shajariya letters. And they are pronounced from the middle of the tongue and the middle of the palate. So these things you must keep in mind. Alright? Keep in mind whether our tongue is going in that direction. If we are pronouncing it correctly, then the sound will come out correctly, inshallah, azza wa jal. If we're looking at the letter bod, now bod is part of the hafiya letter and is pronounced from the sides of the tongue and the roots of the upper molars, the upper teeth. Bod. 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 Alright, if you look at the makhraj of this letter, ta. A ta is part of the nit'iyya letters and pronounced from the tip of the tongue and the roots of the upper front teeth. Ta. Ta. Please do not say twe or ta or ta. Rather, according to its makhraj, according to where the sound of the sitter comes from, this is how we must pronounce it. Pa, pa, za, za. Okay, the makhraj of za. Za is part of the Lithawiya letters. So, za, zal, and sa. These three have the same makhraj. The sound will emanate from the same place. So this is pronounced from the top of the tongue and the inner edge of the upper teeth. Dha. Dha. On to the next letter. Ayn. Ayn. Okay, Ayn is part of the Halqiyya letters and is pronounced from the center of the throat. You must be able to feel that from the middle, from the center of the throat, the sound is coming out from there. If not, then indeed it will be incorrect. So take care of these things. A little effort or extra effort is needed, especially when we come to these kind of letters like Ayn. A little stress is needed, and from the center of the throat, this is where the sound of this letter must emanate from. Ayn. 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 Ghayn. Ghayn. Now, ghayn is also part of the halqiyya letters. However, this is pronounced from the top part of the throat. Ayn, we had mentioned, is from the center of the throat, and ghayn is from the top part of the throat. Ghayn. Ghayn. Fa. Now, fa, the makhraj of fa is very simple. It's part of the Shafawiyya letters, and it is from the edge of the upper front teeth and the width part of the lower lip. Now actually imagine, are we really doing this? When we are saying pa, are the teeth at the bottom part of the lip, the wet part or the dry part? It must be on the wet part, and then inshallah ta'ala we will be pronouncing it correctly. Fa, fa. On to the next line. Now qaf, this letter, it is part of the lahawiya letters and is pronounced from the root of the tongue and the soft palate. See, it also has a thicker sound. The tone is more fuller and more thicker. Qaf. Qaf. Remember, try to have a fuller sound, a fuller mouth in pronouncing this letter. Qaf. Okay, the next letter has a flatter sound as opposed to the qaf. Qaf is a fuller sound, a thicker sound. But this letter, kaf, has a thinner sound and a flatter sound as well. And let's look at the makhraj, the place where the sound comes from. The makhraj of kaf is also part of the lahawiya letters, but it's pronounced from the root of the tongue and the hard palate. Remember, the qaf is pronounced from the soft palate and the kaf from the hard palate. Kaf. 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 Lam. Lam is part of the tarafiyya letters and is pronounced from the edge of the tongue and the part of the roots of the teeth towards the palate. Try to imagine this, these areas where the palate is, whether it's the upper teeth or the lower teeth, the front part of the tongue or the center. Try to imagine this when we are pronouncing the letters, then we will have an idea whether we are indeed pronouncing them correctly. Lam. 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 Meem is part of the shafa wiya letters and is pronounced from the dry part of both lips. So we are pronouncing from the dry part of both lips. Meem. Meem. Noon. This letter noon, the makhraj of the noon letter is found part of the tarafiyya letters, so it is pronounced from the edge of the tongue and the part of the roots of the teeth towards the palate. And we should make our mouth a little rounded for this. Noon. Noon. On to the last letter of page 1. Wow. Let's have a look at the makhraj. Now the makhraj here is pronounced by rounding both lips. We need to round both lips in order to correctly pronounce this letter. Ha. Ha. The letter ha is part of the halqiyya letters and is pronounced from the bottom of the throat. So it has a heavier sound when you are pronouncing it. Ha. Ha. Hamzah. Hamzah. This letter is straightforward. Hamzah. Ya. Now the letter ya is part of the letters which is called shajariya letters and pronounced from the middle of the tongue and the middle of the palate. So this is a very simple letter as well. Ya. Ya. Okay, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have completed the whole of lesson number one. And this is, as I mentioned, our foundation. If you can get these letters correct, with the correct pronunciations, then inshallah ta'ala, the upcoming episodes and lessons will be much easier. Alright, in a very quick manner, we are going to go over this whole page, lesson number one. So please repeat after me and be with me on the same track, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alif, ba, ta, sa, jim, ha, kho, dal, zal, ra, za, sin, shin, sad, mad, ta, za, عين غين فا قاف كاف لام ميم نون واو ها همزه يا ما شاء الله عز وجل. Remember, practice makes perfect, and the more you practice upon this, take this as homework on yourself. Then take out some time in your spare time, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, try to practice on whatever lesson is being taught. This will help you, inshallah azza wa jal. Now if you can please turn to page 2 of your Madani Qaidas on your in your books or your devices, or even on screen you may have a look. Lesson number 2 is regarding Huruf Murakkabat. We have finished Huruf Mufridat, which is single letters or individual letters. Now we are going to join letters. And this is called Huruf Murakkabat, compound letters or letters which are joined together. Now when two or more letters they combine, they join, and they form a murakkab, which means they are now joined. We must pronounce each letter of the murakkab separately, like the mufridat letters, like the single letters, and make sure that the letters are pronounced in the ma'roof manner, which means in the proper Arabic accent. This is necessary for us. When two or more letters are joined in writing, then the shape changes. If you look at page 1, we can see, okay, alif, ba, ta, this is a shape, this is the form of this letter. But once we start joining the letters and putting them together and combining them, then you will see that the shapes change. And this is necessary for you to understand which letter changes into which shape when they are joined, so we don't get confused. All right? Another thing is, when these letters are changed, then usually the head of the letter is written, which means the beginning part of the letter remains, but the ending part or the body is removed. In many cases, this is what happens. The letters which are identical when in the connected form, they are identify them by the difference in the number and position of the dots. So this we must keep in mind. But inshallah azza wa jal, once you start the lesson, it will be simple, inshallah ta'ala. So please do follow, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Alif. So here we have two letters which are now joined, the Lam and the Alif. The next one is also the same, written in a different way, a different style, a different form, but is the same as well. Lam Alif, Ba Alif, Noon Alif, Ta alif. Alright, now can you see that? Look at ba alif, noon alif, ta alif. The beginning part remains there as it was when it was in a singular form. But the ending part has changed because we have added an alif. So try to have a look at these things, how the shape changes, but of course the pronunciation will remain the same. Ya alif, sa alif, sheen alif, seen alif, fa alif, qaf alif. Here as well you can see the same, the beginning part of the letters with its ya, sa, sheen, seen, fa and qaf remain the same, and the ending, an alif is joined, so the end part falls away and is joined to whatever letter is placed there. Jim alif, kha alif, ha alif. Take care of this ha and don't confuse it with ha. Ha has a heavier sound. Remember that sound comes from the top of the throat, the upper part of the throat, and this ha is from the center of the throat. So ensure that we don't confuse these letters. Ayn alif, ghayn alif, sad alif, bad alif, ta alif, dha alif. Remember to always keep the makhraj in mind. If you forget the makhraj, not a problem. Always return to the inner page of the front cover and you will see the makhraj with its details and description there. Keep the makhraj in your mind when you're pronouncing each letter and look with concentration how the forms or the shapes of the letters change when they are joined. Meem alif, ha alif, kaf alif. Can you see the kaf, how the kaf has changed? Lam ba, kaf ba, kaf ta, kaf sa, kaf fa. This letter or these two letters, try not to join the pronunciations. For example, kafa. Can you see? It seems like it's one letter. There must be a distinctive sound for both of them. Kafa. So there's a little pause in between. Taba. Sin lam. Sheen lam. Sheen, try not to repeat or stretch the sheen sound. Try not to say sheen. This will be incorrect. In a very gentle manner. Sheen, sheen, sad, lam, bad, lam, fa, lam. Can you see how the letters are changing? Their structure, their shape, their form is changing, but the pronunciation of course remains the same. Always keep the makhraj in mind. Qaf, lam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have completed page number 2, but I would like for you to perhaps go over this lesson, whatever you have learnt. If you are recording it or you want to download it from the website dawoodsami.net, but keep going over these lessons and these pronunciations, it will benefit you inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.